I'm Phil Pringle, and welcome to the C3 Church Global Podcast. Thanks for joining us today from wherever you are in the world. C3 Church Global is a family of almost 600 churches around the world, and this podcast is all about equipping pastors and leaders to lead healthy, growing, and multiplying churches. We are Christ-centered, Spirit-powered, and Connect-driven. Every week on this podcast, you will find new and uplifting content to strengthen you, equip you, and help you lead others into a relationship with Christ. You'll find a mix of devotionals that build your faith and your relationship with Christ, as well as rich and empowering conversations with leaders and friends in ministry from around the world. We also bring inspiring testimonies and updates from our pastors and churches throughout the C3 movement on the 64 nations that we're present in. Here's this week's podcast.
Hey, well, welcome to this devotion today. My name's Steve Warren. I'm the pastor of C3 Imagine in Amsterdam. And also with my wife, we look after our C3 churches around Europe. We've got 50 churches around Europe right now. And maybe as you're listening, you're thinking, man, I'd love to be part of planting a church in Europe. Well, we've got no end of vision for that. We're looking at starting a church in Warsaw, Barcelona, many other cities around Europe where we don't have one right now. So if that's you, let us know. Get in touch. Well, it's a great honor to share this encouragement with you from Galatians 3. And the reason I've chosen this is because we're coming up to our global conference as a C3 family in May, and we've called it Outpouring. I want you to be praying for it. I want you to be believing that God is on the move. I want you to be believing that God is about to do something that is in our time in history that we would call a move of God, a revival, an outpouring. And I thank God for our leaders, Pastor Phil and Chris Pringle, who are declaring that vision of what God is up to. We should be praying for them and praying for this conference regularly. And so this devotion is aimed at posturing our hearts right, ready for God to do whatever he needs to do and wants to do in our lives, in our leadership, and in our churches. Here in Galatians 3, it says this, "You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified. I would like to learn just one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law, or by believing what you heard? Are you so foolish? After beginning by means of the Spirit, are you now trying to finish by means of the flesh?" Well, Paul is not holding back his punches, and that's not what I'm trying to do here so confrontationally with you today. I'm not saying you're foolish. I'm not saying that I wouldn't dare to use that word, but I do want this to resonate with us because there is something at the heart of this that is probably suckered us all in at some point. And as he says here, who has bewitched you? In fact, probably in today's society with today's language, maybe the word catfished might be a better word for it. That word catfished is the word we now use to describe someone who has been drawn in by a fake online persona. In fact, it became well known in about 2009 when Manti Te'o, an American footballer, got caught into a relationship online with what turned out to be a fake person. And so someone setting up an online identity, pretending to be someone else or pretending to be someone who doesn't even exist. It's a fake personality. And many people, and including a number of celebrities, as I said, which is why this word has become so well used, have been drawn into such fake personalities. Paul is talking here about a fake gospel that's crept in and has catfished people. The way I describe it is that fake gospel is this. It's a moving from a Jesus only to a Jesus and. In the beginning, they had been captured by a Jesus only. This Jesus, a God who's done it for me. He's set me free. He's transformed me away from one thing to another, out of darkness into light. He's my everything, my all-consuming focus has now become Jesus and. Well, it is Jesus. That makes the lie plausible. That's what causes us to swallow it because we love Jesus. We want Jesus. We want to be in him and in relationship with him, but there's this and in their case, it was Jesus and circumcision, or Jesus and kosher eating, or Jesus and regulations of the Sabbath. But what could that be for us? Because every one of us has our plus one. Every one of us attempted to add to. And here's the deal. Every time we try and add to it, we are actually subtracting from it. We think it's the right thing. It feels right. I just feel like I need to add something to appease my conscience. You know, if I seek Jesus for forgiveness, well, if I ask him for forgiveness over and over again, almost like I'm punishing myself, that feels right. It feels like it's atoning my soul. But actually, it's subtracting from the work Christ has done for us. Or, you know, maybe there are just these beautiful times of worship in our churches, and God's on the move, and we just feel like we've got to add program after program after program. And not that programs are wrong. You know, we need leadership that structures our churches and takes us forward and casts vision and programs that serve our people. But as soon as we go on steroids on that, putting our trust in that being the future building stone of our church, we've added something that is unnecessary. You probably heard this scenario as much as I have, but you try and compliment someone on an item of clothing. I love your new shirt. And what's their immediate response? Oh, thank you. I got it half price down at so-and-so store. They think they're adding something to your compliment that might be of value, but actually they've just gone and subtracted from the very compliment you were trying to make. The thing they were trying to add, either out of a false humility or out of a guilt they'd spent so much, or I don't know what motivates us to say those sort of things, but that thing we've added ends up subtracting. And we could do the same if we're not careful in our relationship with Jesus. And my encouragement to us today is to let's remain people who finish as we started. We got captured by the Holy Spirit into a life of Christ only, into a life of Jesus only. There is nothing you and I can add to our soul, our followership of Christ, to our leadership, to our churches, that could be more valuable than being captured by Jesus only. He is ultimately enough. He is everything.
In May 2024, we are gathering in Singapore for the Outpouring, our C3 Church Global Conference. I personally want to invite you to join with us in Singapore. We hear the sound of an enormous outpouring of the Holy Spirit for the next season for the church around the world. And you and I will be part of it, pouring our lives out on the altar together in Singapore. Every C3 church around the world will receive fresh fire and be renewed with fresh oil for a new day of increase across the whole earth. Young men and women from around the world being touched by God are seeing visions and declaring the future. This conference is open to the whole C3 family. Bring your pastors, leaders, board members, youth leaders, worship leaders, creative teams, business people, and influencers. This will be a historic breakthrough event. It's time for revival. Head to c3churchglobal.com to register.
So what is that plus one for you? What is that thing? As he says later on in Galatians 5, he says, what has cut in on you? What is that philosophy, that thought pattern, that emotion, or that principle, and we have so many principles right now. I love reading leadership books, listening to leadership podcasts, and so on. It really helps shape the skill of my leadership. But we don't want to take it to the point where we're so overloaded on principles. We're now putting our trust in principles over Christ. It shouldn't be Jesus and leadership principles. It shouldn't be that. And so how do we keep ourselves Jesus only rather than Jesus and disciples? How do we posture ourselves in a place where we're so wanting and ready for an outpouring and for a move of God, where he's going to move upon a people who are hungry for him only? That's what he's moving. He's not going to move upon events and programs. He may move through them, but he's going to move upon his people. And every one of us listening today is part of that. You aren't here by accident. You are a unique, handcrafted human being, handcrafted by God, a mixture of God's own personalities and giftings. And he wants to do something through you that is significant in these days. Well, the first thing we need to do is ensure that we remain focused on Jesus only, focused on Jesus only. The way in which you identify a fake is by spending so much time on the real thing, the fake becomes really obvious when you see it. If we're spending a decent amount of time just meditating on Christ in his word is him. He is the word, we're told in Gospel of John. Jesus, as we spend time in his word, as we spend time in his presence in prayer, getting ourselves acquainted with him, as we spend time focused on Jesus only. So we're going to spot the fake. We're going to identify that emotion we want to separate ourselves from. We're going to identify where a strain of thinking is just going a little too far. We're putting our trust too much in that thing, and we will be able to separate our thinking, our soul from it a lot easier. And so, well, look, whilst I love the YouVersion Bible app, I think it's just an incredible tool to us as believers. It has on it a verse of the day, and that's phenomenal. I have it on my iPad. It comes up with the verse of the day, and it's a great tool. But if all you're ever doing is reading the one verse of the day like it's the Reader's Digest motivational tip of the moment, if you're reading it just as a tip of the moment to try and spur you into the day, let me lovingly say, you are not looking intently into the Word of God, as the Apostle James encourages us to do. He says, look intently into the Word. That is, look deeply into the Word. Allow it to be a mirror upon your life to reflect upon you God's image of you, not your image of you. Let it transform you and reshape you. Let it repattern your thinking and let it get into your soul and your spirit. There needs to be a level of time and meditation in his word. There needs to be, as I said, a level of time and encounter in prayer too. That prayer isn't just all work of intercession. The prayer, again, isn't just a two-minute, so God bless today and you move on. There needs to be time in prayer to wait upon the Lord, to allow him to renew us, cleanse us, reshape us, just chip off those wrong thoughts and mindsets, allow us to get, if I'm talking to pastors and leaders out there too, to allow us to just settle on the fact this is his church we're leading. And we don't need to go into an overdrive about everything we need to do to ensure the church is growing. We need to rest in a confidence that the strategies and visions he's given us already are enough, that he is enough, that we would just simply preach the word, that we would draw people to Jesus, that we would disciple people around Christ, that we'd be building good, godly, healthy, Jesus-centered leadership rather than performance-orientated leadership. There is no doubt that if we center our leadership around Christ, there will be an outcome. There will be a level of which we will see what we were dreaming of. We will see the vision come to pass. That's not to say we shouldn't work hard. Man, we should have a great work ethic, but it's got to be centered around Christ first. So if you're that person for whom busy is your everyday language, let's first drop the language of busy. And let's also start to reorientate and reprogram our day. Busy is under your control. You're busy because you've determined to be busy. Henry Cloud says, you are ridiculously in charge of your life. You can reshape your day to ensure there is margin in it to focus on Jesus only. The second thing we need to do isn't just focus on Jesus only. We need to put our trust in Jesus only. So again, my question to us is, what would be that plus one? What would be that Jesus and factor that gets us? Often for me, it's been that area of guilt or condemnation. The more I should be doing, there's more I could do to atone for my mistakes. There's more I could be doing as a performance-geared leader. That sense of nagging accusation. I've found that I've had to not just focus on Jesus only, I've had to admit that actually My confidence has started to be put in the familiarity of those emotions, sometimes more than in Christ. And there has to be a transfer of what we're putting our faith in. There has to be a transfer of what we're putting our trust in. Is our trust and our confidence in these feelings that are telling me something that's contrary to the word? Is my trust and my confidence in another person or a group of people? Or is my confidence and my trust in a program or a set of events? So what is that plus one? And you'll notice some of those things I've listed are incredibly good. We are to love people. I need people around me. I need them for strength, encouragement, accountability. We need events and programs. But as soon as my faith goes into that and trust goes into that, more than my trust being my feet firmly planted on Christ, then I am being catfished. Who has catfished us? What has catfished us? What is that plus one? Look, I'm praying for you today that as you continue to walk a walk, separating yourself from those things that could catfish you, you are posturing yourself for a personal revival, posturing yourself for a personal move of God, and we're posturing our churches to be ready for a move of the Spirit. God bless you, believing with you for your future.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us. If you're a pastor or a leader, we'd love to connect with you throughout the year, around the world, and our regional gatherings are a great opportunity for pastors to come and discover who we are as a movement. Or if you simply want to come and be refreshed and blessed, you're more than welcome. If you're interested, reach out at hello@c3churchglobal.com. That's hello@c3churchglobal.com. See you again soon.